This is Digital Story Podcast number 557, November 8th, 2016. Today's theme is the 2017 TDS Workshop Season. I'm Derek Story. We started working on the 2017 Photo Workshop Season 3 months ago. Every year, we bring in new events and blend them with those that are still popular with our audience. What we came up with for 2017 is truly exciting, and I'm going to provide you with a complete overview in today's show. So here we are. Yes, I'm so happy I get to do this. Oh, I wanted to do it about 2 weeks ago, but as you know, the travel kind of got in the way. And in a way, that was okay because one of the last trips I had, second to the last trip I had, was the Eastern Sierra Workshop, which was the final event for 2016. And I'm glad I went there and did that before publishing this slate or finalizing this slate for 2017. And why is that? Because when I was there in the Eastern Sierra with eight of our Virtual Camera Club members, I was reminded of all the things that I like about our workshops. And I was going, you know, I want to make sure that this is really good for next year because this is important and this is valuable and this is fun. It's really fun. And so what I did was, after coming back from the Eastern Sierra, I was traveling to Iceland, going back and forth with that. And I had some time on the plane and it gave me time to think about, okay, what do I really want to do? How can I really take this to a new level? And so I made some adjustments that I hadn't planned on making to the 2017 season. And I think it was the enthusiasm from the Eastern Sierra that prompted me to do that. And so I think it all worked out really well. So here we go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the events that we have for this year. And we have some pretty nice stuff. We have five major events right now. And who knows, may add more, may not. But these are the five that we're going to start with. Now, everything that I'm going to tell you is on the workshops page right now. It's ready to go. So all you have to do is go to thedigitalstory.com, click on workshops in the top nav bar. All of this information will be there, everything that I discuss. Plus, the send me info form is working right now for all five events. So you can sign up on the reserve list right now for the event or the events that you want to have a good chance of being able to attend. And as you know, the way the reserve list works, it's first come, first served. So when it's time to send out the reservation forms for a particular event, and I usually try to do that about 3-4 months ahead of time, I start at the top of the reserve list and send out a reservation form next, and I'll do the first batch, usually do about 10 on the first batch, thinking that not all 10 are going to sign up, you know, and we limit our workshops to 8, so 10 is usually a pretty safe number on the first batch. Send those out and then wait to hear back and then go through the next batch of 10 until the workshop sells out. Now, in 2016, this year, not one workshop made it to the public, so to speak. In other words, every workshop sold out from the reserve list. So if you hear something that you like today, it's really a good idea to get on the reserve list so that you have a chance of attending the workshop. You know, the way that works is that after you read the descriptions on the workshop's page, there's a box called Send Me Info, and you literally just put in your first name or your first and last name if you want, however you want to do it. We're not tracking you. Your email address, and then choose the workshop from a pop-up list. There's a pop-up list there. Choose the workshop that you want, and then click the send button. And you'll get an automated response saying that I got it. And then usually within a day or two, I'll respond to you personally saying, yep, you're on the reserve list. Thanks so much. And I hope you can join us in 2017. And then that list just starts building from right there. So, okay, so there's the nuts and bolts. Let's get into the workshops themselves. All right, the first one, February 11 through 12, 2017, Film Photography in the Digital Age. And this one I'm really excited about because, as you know, I have been working on the film project for the last year. And really what I have been working with is not, hey, you have to build a dark room, hey, you have to use an enlarger, all that kind of stuff. I already did that. I did that round one. Times have changed, and I think film photography is different now than it was the first round, for me anyway. Whereas now we have digital imaging services and a lot of tools to help us manage our film photography. So the actual act of taking a picture with an SLR, a 35mm medium format SLR, that part's the same, and that's where the benefit is, right? Really getting to know how to shoot with film again really is a way to improve yourself as a photographer, as a craftsman, as an artist. So all those benefits are the same. It's what happens after you finish the roll of film that's different now. And there's a lot of options, including sending them to a lab and having them scanned, using our digital asset management software to catalog this stuff, being able to add metadata, shooting digital pictures the same time that we shoot the film picture, just shooting one shot as a reference shot that has GPS coordinates that goes into a journal. There is all sorts of cool stuff. And that is the workshop that I'm putting together, Film Photography in the Digital Age. And we're going to talk about lab, film choices, home darkroom for those that are interested, you know, all that kind of stuff, adding metadata, cataloging, you name it. Now, the cool thing about this workshop is that every participant who attends, it's $495, every participant who attends gets a SLR camera and lens for the workshop, and they get to take it home. And so what I'll do is I'll have a couple different models here, and we'll draw or however we do it. They're all good. And you'll choose the camera that you want to work with during the workshop. I supply the film and all the supplies during the workshop. And then after the workshop's over, you go home with the camera. And these are cameras that I have serviced and tested, and, you know, they're cool cameras. They're cool cameras. So at any rate, that is February 11 through 12, $495, Film Photography in the Digital Age. It'll be here in Santa Rosa, Sonoma County. So we'll do some cool things around shooting with film. I got some great spots to go to. It's going to be a blast. All righty. Next workshop. This will be April 6th through 9, and we're going to do the San Francisco Street Photography Workshop. This will be the fourth year that we do it. This workshop is it's wonderful. I just feel like it gets better every year. Mike Baining is going to help me again this year, so he's going to be our other instructor. So we have two instructors, and Mike is an Olympus Trailblazer. And what he is really good at, and why I'm really happy to have him at this workshop, he is excellent at twilight and night photography, time-lapse, all that kind of stuff. This is his baby. And he'll show you how to use, if you have an Olympus camera especially, he'll show you how to use time comp and all that kind of stuff. I also have a few things to add, and one of the things that I try to do every year is go to different spots than we went the year before. San Francisco is so rich with shooting locations that that's not a problem, and I think every year I just turn it up a notch. Last year's group had a great time, myself and Mike included, and I look forward to another great year. So that is going to be 3 days, and we have a reception the night before. Class is limited to 8 people, so only 8 signups. We have 2 instructors. Mike and I are both instructors. We're going to do it at the Cartwright Hotel again, which is in downtown San Francisco. If you fly in, you can fly into SFO, and you can just get transportation to the Cartwright. You don't even need to rent a car. There's public transportation both ways. We can help you with that. So that's really nice. The Cartwright is a beautiful place. We all stay there together. Unless you have somewhere else you want to stay, then you can. Our class is there. And then we go out and we explore San Francisco. 3 days. It's a blast. $695. This is a terrific, terrific event. Next up on the list, this is a brand new one. And we're going to do this June 26 through 29. June 26 through 29. And it is the Chicago to New Orleans Rail Adventure. So this is really cool. This is one that we worked a lot on, and I really like what we came up with. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to meet in Chicago, and we're going to spend a day doing street photography in Chicago. We're going to have classroom. We're going to do all this kind of stuff. Going to have a nice full, it's really going to be about a day and a half in Chicago. And then after that, we're going to get on a train, the city of New Orleans, and this route will lead us through several states, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, and then we arrive in New Orleans. Now, it's about a 19-hour trip, and while we're on the train, that's when we're going to have informal class sessions. We're going to do a picture review from Chicago. Obviously, when we can, we're going to shoot from the train. But we're basically going to have this classroom on rails for 19 hours. We'll let you sleep, too. We'll let you sleep, and there'll be food and all that good stuff. And then we arrive in New Orleans, and then we're going to have about another day, day and a half of shooting there. And we'll go down to the French Quarter, of course. We'll hit all the wonderful spots in New Orleans. And then what you can do is then you can fly out of New Orleans. So you'll fly into Chicago. We'll work in Chicago, we'll have class on the train, we'll go to New Orleans, we'll shoot and work in New Orleans, and then you can fly out of New Orleans. So I just think that this is just going to be crazy. The workshop is going to include all sorts of things, including your train fare from Chicago to New Orleans. That's all going to be included. $795, June 26 through 29. On the rails, Chicago to New Orleans, with plenty of shooting at both ends. All right, what do we got next here? Number four, another new one. See, we really, actually, San Francisco is the only return event from 2016. I really wanted to have a lot of new stuff, especially for our members that come to a workshop every year or every other year. I wanted to have some new stuff for you to choose from. So in August, and we're going to do this mid-August, we're going to do the Northern California Coast Tour. Now, we haven't covered this part yet, this part of the coast. We're going to start in Santa Rosa. And then what we're going to do is we're going to caravan, and we're going to have a couple cars, and we're going to caravan for a couple days up the Northern California coast. So we'll start at Jenner, and that's where the Russian River meets the Pacific Ocean. That alone is just a great place to be. We drive through a spectacular redwood grove on the way there. We'll probably stop at Armstrong Woods, which is a state redwood preserve. Great place to hike and take pictures and all that sort of stuff. And we'll probably have lunch in Jenner that day, that first day. And then we're going to turn right and work our way north. And listen to some of the spots that we're going to explore on this pilgrimage north. We're going to stop at Fort Ross State Park, Salt Point State Park, Sea Ranch, which was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, Gulala, which has also an Ansel Adams museum there, a gallery that's fabulous, and Point Arena. So we're going to work our way up Fort Ross, Salt Point, Sea Ranch, Gulala, Point Arena. We're going to be shooting in those locations and probably in between, too. Then what we'll do is then we'll head inland and we'll go to Boonville, which is a wacky name, I know, but Boonville is just kind of a cool place, and I don't know, it's like stepping back in time for sure. And they have a fantastic brewery and place to eat there. So we'll have lunch there and relax a bit. And then all we do is then we go a little further east. We pick up Highway 101 and then we head south back to Santa Rosa on 101. It's a real easy drive back to Santa Rosa. So this will be about 3 days, thousands of images. This is going to be a great road trip. I'm really putting together lots of fun stuff for us to do along the way. We're going to have a blast. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to take really good care of you. And you're going to get some spectacular shots in an area, quite honestly, that a lot of photographers just haven't been to and don't know about. So this is coastline that really is pristine, and you're not going to see a lot of people, not even in the middle of summer. So that is going to be mid-August 2017. I'll have the dates nailed down real soon, but, you know, that's a pretty small window, mid-August. So I think you can make your plans accordingly. And that will be $695 for 3 days. Cool, huh? These are so much fun. I can't, you know, just as a facilitator, I can't wait to do these. You know what I mean? And so I go, when can we start? When can we start? Is it 2017 yet? All right, here we go. And here's number 5, and this will be our fall workshop for 2017. So this will be in late October, and we're going to do Autumn in the Wine Country for 2017. And this is where you get to combine your passion for photography with either your interest or your curiosity about fine wine, wine tasting. So what we're going to do is that we're going to do photography the first part of the day, probably till, about 1 o'clock or so during the workshop. This is going to be 3 days. And so we'll have classroom, we'll be out shooting on location, we'll be working with fall color, we'll be doing, you know, all that stuff. I got some really wonderful locations. And then in the afternoons, what we're going to do is we'll be at wineries, selected wineries, and we will do wine tasting, and we will learn about the whole process. We'll have private tours set up. I have a lot of connections with the wine industry. So we'll learn about everything from growing grapes to the harvest to producing the wine itself, what to look for, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, what the different varieties are, you know, how to, when you're in the store and you're looking at Northern California wines, how to tell what's what and maybe find, you know, something that you really like. We're going to do all of that in the afternoon each day. Now, what's interesting about this is that the paid workshop attendees obviously do everything from, you know, morning to the end of the day. But each workshop attendee gets to have one friend along if they wish. It's an option if they wish. And then that friend, and that could be, you know, someone that you're dating, it could be your spouse, it could be just a friend who's interested in wine, it could be any of that. And that friend can join us for the afternoon session, and they don't have to pay workshop fees, and anything, the only thing they'd have to pay is anything that, you know, the winery itself would charge. So whatever, however we say that. So they can join in the afternoon. So then the person that comes along with you on this workshop gets the morning off. They get to relax. They can do shopping. They can, you know, write the great American novel. They can do whatever they want. And then they hook up with us in the early afternoon. They do all the winery stuff with us. And then you can roll right into the evening. So I just think this is really cool. Fall in Sonoma County is just absolutely beautiful. I love it up here. We're experiencing it right now. And if you are on the Digital Story Facebook page, you've seen some shots that I've just taken while I'm just out doing stuff. And then, you know, this spectacular scenery. And I'm enjoying it very much. And I think you would too. The weather typically is wonderful in the fall. I just think that this is going to be a great workshop, and particularly a good workshop if you want to travel with somebody and have them have a good time too. You know, they're not going to be, you know, stuck in their room all day. They'll be able to join us all afternoon and into the evening. So that is going to be the Autumn in Wine Country workshop. That'll be 3 days, and that's only going to be $595 for that. So that, you know, that is pretty cool stuff. So now, for all of this, you know, I've been talking about it, but the Cliff Notes and the descriptions and all that stuff are on our TDS workshops page. So that's thedigitalstory.com/workshops. And you can go there, and it's right there in the nav bar and all that. So take a look. If any of these really pique your curiosity, then make sure that you get on the reserve list. The reserve list is open right now and stays open through the entire workshop season. And I hope you can join me for one of these. These are going to be a blast. All of them are going to be fun in their own way. And I can't wait to work with you. Like I said, I just came off the Eastern Sierra workshop, and now I'm going, oh man, I got to go all the way to February before we have another workshop. So if there's any updates, I'll make sure that I provide those on upcoming podcasts. But this should get you started. Hope to see you in 2017. In the news, $400 price drop on the Fujifilm X-T1. So this has been a running conversation that we've had about when new cameras are announced, we see price drops on the previous models. And, you know, the thing about Fujifilm cameras, Olympus cameras, those two in particular, others to some degree, but the thing about Fujifilm and Olympus is that they provide lots of firmware updates during the initial lifespan of the camera. So even after a year or two, that camera has been updated a number of times and is still really a top drawer device for image capture. So the fact that you can get it for an affordable price really makes it an attractive deal. And right now, the X-T1 is available for $899 for that body. It's $400 savings from the price that it just was, and more than $400 from, obviously, from the launch price and all of that. So I just think that that's really cool, seeing that price drop on the X-T1. I have a link to it in the show notes if you're interested in scooping up this camera for, really, it's a bargain. It's a great camera. And like I said, the firmware updates really make it a very current camera also. I want to talk a little bit about Luminar. Now, I've been publishing stuff on the Digital Story, but I haven't really talked about it much on the podcast. And I've gotten a lot of questions about it on Facebook. So I thought, okay, the podcast is a great place to sort of clarify what this photo application is and what it isn't, right? Because folks are wondering, well, you know, can I use it to replace Lightroom and questions like that. So I thought I'd just take it from the top, give you a little background on what's going on with Luminar. It's from Mac Fun. It's a new application that's going to be coming out here in just a little over a week. It's going to be available. However, you can pre-order it for a discount price right now with bonuses. And I'll talk a bit more about that after I tell you what it is. So what Luminar is to me is a creative toolbox for my images, to both process raw files, and you can process, obviously, JPEGs and TIFFs also. So you can do the initial processing, but then it has this extended toolbox. They call them filters, but they're not filters like in terms of Instagram. They're filters in the sense that they're adjustments for specific things like tone and color and radiance and clarity. So things that we normally think of as adjustment sliders, Mac Fun calls those filters in Luminar. And they have a ton of them in there. Now, what they've done is that they've created this very easy to use, very accessible workspace. So when you first open Luminar, it's not intimidating at all. And you can start right out with a ton of presets. There are all sorts of presets that ship with it, and presets that do all sorts of things, from brightening the foreground to creating a soft, dreamy look to making the image brighter, darker, all that kind of stuff. Ton of presets included. And all you really have to do, if you wanted to, is just open your image, click on a preset, find one that you like, click on it, and then if you do like it, you're done. End of game. You just save it out. You can export it, or if you're using photos for Mac OS or Lightroom, it'll round trip. Your image looks great, and you're finished with the process. What's cool, though, is that each of those presets are comprised of a group of filters that make that preset look the way that it is. So when you click on a preset and you get a look that you want, the filters that make up that preset appear on the right side of the application, and you can see everything that was done to give it that look. So then if you want a little bit more of one of those adjustments, you can then keep working from there and use the preset as a starting point. And in fact, you can even add more filters, do more things, and then if you like what you did and you think you want to do it again, then you can save that collection of filters as your own preset. You can also save workspaces. So you can have a landscape workspace and a portrait workspace, and that gives you a collection of filters that are appropriate for that particular subject. You also have layers. And we're not talking about layers, as I said in the training video. I did the deep dive training video for Mac Fun. It's not the L word layers, you know, layers that we all, no, we don't all, because some of you love them, that many of us dread. It's a new way of approaching layers. It's an easy way to approach layers. It's actually fun. It's actually fun. And then with that, you have localized brushing. Again, that's easy and fun. So literally, you could create a layer, an adjustment layer, and just start working, just start, you know, applying filters. And if you have a filter that looks really nice in one area, but it doesn't look nice in the other area of the image, you just pick your brush and start painting in the area that you want it applied to. And right away, the application switches over to a localized adjustment, creates a mask for you and everything. All you had to do is just pick a brush and start painting, and it handles everything else. It is wonderful. It is so much fun. So the way that Luminar works is that it's a standalone app. It's a plugin for Lightroom. It's a plugin for Photoshop. It's a plugin for Aperture. So if you want to supercharge your Aperture, if you've been sticking with Aperture but you're getting a little bored with its tools, it's a plugin for Aperture, and it's an editing extension for photos for Mac OS, which is the way that I'm using it most often because it just works so great. It's just, you know, you open an image in Luminar, you know, through Photos, you do what you want, you save it, and then the image is right back in Photos, and you can actually even undo everything you did in Photos without going back to Luminar. I mean, it's just wacky, crazy, so much fun to use. Now, what it isn't is a digital asset manager. They are working on that, but, you know, that's going to be in the future. That's not right now. So it can't replace Lightroom, or it can't replace Aperture, or it can't replace Capture One, or even Photos, because it doesn't do asset management. No, it's designed to work on your images, but not organize and catalog them. So that's why it works so well with Lightroom, or it works so well with Photos, because it complements those applications. You're organizing your images in those applications, but you want to use these fantastic tools in Luminar to make them look better, and then you're popped right back into your catalog. So it's not a digital asset manager, and it's not designed to replace those applications. That's what it is not, at least not right now. Now, they're having a pre-order period right now, and if you pre-order before November 17th, you can get Luminar for a discounted price of $49 for existing MacFund customers, $59 for new customers, and then you get bonuses. And the bonus is the full version of Luminar for the Mac, multiple license valid for 5 machines. So Luminar will be good for 5 machines. Build a profitable photo business ebook, premium wildlifephoto.com membership, and a video training by Matt Granger. So you get all those bonuses on the pre-order. Now, if you do pre-order, I would really appreciate it if you do it through the digital story. I have a link in the show notes that'll say, you know, pre-order Luminar here. And if you do that, they're keeping track of where the pre-orders come from. And I definitely, you know, want to be acknowledged, because I've done all this work for them and I don't want them to think I'm a slacker loser. All right. So if you could go through the digital story, that would be fantastic. Now, the other thing I'll tell you about it, that the reason why I know so much about this is because MacFund hired me to do their deep dive video. So if you do pre-order it, and when you get to the actual page where you enter your credit card and stuff, what they do is in the cart there, they allow you to add something called the deep dive video. And it's $19 to add it. And it's a 38-minute video that I did. And I'm really happy with it. I think that this deep dive really turned out well. I feel like if you watch that video, that training video that I made on Luminar, if you watch it once, you will totally get it. You will totally understand what's going on with this app and how to use it. And it will save you tons of time. And I think you'll be like up and running right after that. And then, you know, you'll have the video so you can go back. I did it in chapters. So like I have a chapter on layers. I have a chapter on the presets. I have a chapter on the filters. So I did like these chapters on each of the major areas. So if you go, I don't really remember what he said about layers, all you have to do is go back and watch that segment of the video. And, you know, then you're set. You don't have to sit there, you know, and scrub through the whole thing trying to find where is that where he mentioned layers. I identified it. I changed the images that I worked on for each section. I put chapter markers in there. Should be really easy to use. I think it's a cool video, and I think you'll really get going faster if you use it. Now, they've already paid me for the video. So whether you download it or not, it doesn't affect my livelihood, other than I would like it to be popular. Maybe they'll hire me again to do something else. So there's always, you know, that part of it. And I know I don't have to tell you all this stuff, but I just feel like, you know, you should know a little bit of behind the scenes also. It'll be out in about a week. And if you get it, you'll receive Luminar and you'll see what I'm so excited about. I think it's really neat. Okay, I have just 2 updates here. First one, I want to thank the Patreon members of our inner circle. We have some new signups. Thank you. That just came through. You know, they bill once a month and it showed up. And then I use it to pay a bill for the digital story. And it's really nice. That money comes in. I know about how much it's going to be. And I pay the server bills. And it feels so good. Thank you. You're really doing your part to help keep the show on the air. And I really appreciate it. And if you want to learn more about Patreon, I have a tile on all the pages of the digital story. You can click on it. And you can join the inner circle, and or at least learn what's going on with it. Also, I want to mention that the folks at Red River Paper are talking with the folks at Out of Chicago, which is going to be in June. And what's really interesting, what I did was, is that the Chicago to New Orleans Digital Story Workshop starts the day after that Out of Chicago ends. So if you wanted to, you could go to Out of Chicago, enjoy everything there. Looks like I'm going to be teaching there. Go to Out of Chicago and then just stay and then join me on the Chicago to New Orleans workshop. What a combination, huh? Oh my gosh, so much fun. I did that on purpose, by the way. But the reason why I'm bringing it up right now is because the first half of that, me being a part of Out of Chicago, is in large part going to be thanks to the good folks at Red River Paper who are supporting this podcast and supporting me and trying to come up with ways that I can teach you about the wonders of printing and how satisfying it is, putting me in these positions, such as teaching to this wonderful audience in Chicago, at Out of Chicago. Let's tip our hats to them and say, you know, we are so glad that you're standing behind us. They have a tile on all the pages of the Digital Story, and they have a great Facebook page at facebook.com/Red River Paper. And they have a special going right now for greeting cards. You want to take advantage of the special. You want to get that material in your hands right now. You'll save some money. You'll have it. And believe me, in a couple weeks, you'll be really glad you had it when it's time to start making fine art greeting cards to give as gifts and to send to friends, family, and loved ones. Alrighty. I think that's going to do it for this week. I hope you're as excited about the workshops as I am. I'm really looking forward to the 2017 season. I hope you can join me. I promise you, it'll be a satisfying experience and probably anything unlike you've ever experienced before. All right, that's going to do it for me this week. I will see you next week. I'm going to be going to Washington, D.C., and I'll be reporting on what's happening at WildSpeak. Boy, this is going to be a whole different thing. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. right after the election. Craziness. So you got to come back for that. Until then, have a great week, and bye-bye now.